Spring is here, which means it's time to start planning some hikes, getaways, vacations, and road trips.
That's right, and we're so excited for our upcoming travel this year. While our flights are booked and our car rentals are secured, a lot of our fine-tooth planning happens in the spring.
Dusty, what's our go-to source for information when we're planning our trips?
From our hikes, to the most scenic roadways, to the best spots to eat, Moon Travel is our favorite travel guidebook publisher for so many reasons.
From excellent first-hand experience from authors who are local to the areas they're writing about, to wonderful maps and great recommendations, Moon Travel Guides give the reader so much more than other travel guides on the market.
That's right. And we're so excited that this year we are again partnering with Moon Travel.
And through this partnership, through the end of 2024, our listeners can get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when they use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's code GAZE24, GAZE24, for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide for any national park, for any place in the world, in Moon's entire library. Head to our show notes and check it out to see Moon's entire collection of guidebooks or go to moon.com.
So, ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips, but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings may take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Head to moon.com and use code GAZE24 at checkout to open up a world of possibilities for your next trip. Let's talk about grifts.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's a life lot is a you grift. Can do with that word, yep. Taylor Grift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that sounds about right. We don't need the grifties to come for us.
No. Oh, my God, grifties. Mm-hmm. No. But grifties, no, this is a good thing. I think grifties are people who call out grifts. Mm-hmm. Or are they people who create grifts?
I don't know.
A grifty?
A grifty.
No, I think grifties make grifts. Yeah. I think I got grifted by a grifty.
Yeah.
I think that's it, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A grifty. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Okay, so I want to know the last time you were grifted. I mean, obviously, you know, we just paid taxes,
yeah.
So we were grifted hard. But I want to...
single and unmarried. That was the same thing.
Right.
What I meant to say is we're single and childless.
That's right.
Right.
No dependents. Right. I was just grifted at mm-hmm. the store the other day.
Okay.
I was on a morning walk and I needed to get a card for a wedding that I was going to. Mm-hmm.
You had to pay $7 for a card?
No.
Greeting card companies.
Worse. Worse. I get the card. I also got like a snack and I get up there and they were like, it's $16. I was like, what? I'm sorry, what? I got like a protein bar and a drink and a card. Mm-hmm. How is this $16? This card was $10.95.
Yeah, girl. Hallmark's got to make her money, honey.
It was $10.95.
Grift.
Total grift. But there was like a line behind. I wouldn't have gotten this card. I wanted to put it back, but I needed to, like, I was on foot, so I couldn't spend a ton of time right. in the store. I had to get home to like start work. And there's like a line behind me. And I wanted to be like, y'all, can y'all just like hang out while I like get another card? Because I'm not paying $10.95 for a card. But I didn't want to do that. So I did the socially appropriate thing at the time, and I just paid for it and moved on.
Yeah.
And had I had more time, I'm going to go put this card back and I'll get into the back of the line
sure.
to pay for another card, but couldn't do that.
No. Grifted.
Totally grifted.
Yeah.
It was a cute card though, because it had like a furry Ewok from Star Wars on the front of it. These folks were fans of Star Wars, so I wanted to get them this card, but
yeah.
Alas. $10.95. It wasn't even $10. It was $11.
Yeah.
For a card.
Yeah.
Ask me how many cards I keep.
How many cards do you keep?
Okay. Well, I keep your cards because you actually hand make yours.
It's true.
I do have all of them in my...
In my hope chest.
My hope chest. No, I have them in my like a keepsake. Mm-hmm. A box of keepsake
treasured
things.
Memories.
Treasured keepsake. Memories. They say tonight's dreams, tomorrow's memories on the box.
Yep.
Legit, mm-hmm. That was our prom theme. Tonight's dreams, tomorrow's memories. I was grifted this week by that.
Mm.
What about you?
I'm trying to think of a recent grift other than taxes, because I do feel like I'm like, I, as a teacher, I'm like,
grifted constantly.
Grifted constantly. I feel like your education,
talent, time, energy, and skill
is a grift. Teaching is a grift. Everybody, for the educators, just grifted. I'm trying to remember like small grifts. I think I just remember I have a big grift that sticks out in my mind, and it was when I was like 20 and like had recently come out in Philadelphia. They had like,
and then the gay community said, "Now you need to give us $10,000 to
works.
Be accepted." Yeah. Right?
It's like equity.
And they're
dues.
Like, and here's your gym membership that you still have to pay yep. for.
It's like equity dues. Philly had this event in the spring. This was like right before finals in like April, called like Outfest. And it was down that year. It was like down on Independence Mall. And there was like, you know, like if you ever go to like an outdoor festival or stuff, they have like a kiosk that's like a big, like kind of like a, it's like a depository where it's like, enter to win a cruise. And like,
oh,
you
yeah.
can like enter and put all your information in.
Total
like,
grift.
So I was absolutely grifted, and it was like we could spend the whole episode just talking about this grift, but I remember calling my mom to be like, "Hey, I just want to let you know, like, I want a cruise." Like, this was like a week or two after this. And she's like, "I don't know about that." And I was like, "You just don't want to be happy for me."
Oh my God, no.
Yeah. I absolutely did that.
Wait. Stop. You were like, you used your coming out experience.
Exactly.
You projected all of that. You just never want any. You just don't want me to be happy. You yep. don't want me to have nice things.
That was like my angsty teen as a 20-year-old coming
God.
Out. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why can't you let me have this one thing?
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Oh my God.
Ended up being grift.
Of course it was.
Didn't lose any money, thankfully, but had to like quickly shut down my credit cards. And at the time I didn't. It was like a debit card, really. But man, that's when I still look back on and like, yeah, you were dumb. And your mom wouldn't let you be happy.
Looking for adventure, I want to follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun. There's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the national park. At the national park. At the national park. Follow you, I'll follow you there.
Why can't you just support me in my dreams?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why can't you just be happy for me?
Nope, exactly. I was already at art school, so.
You were, mm-hmm. Yep, crying in art school.
Yeah, like every Rufus Wainwright song.
Yep. Every Rufus Wainwright song, Sufjan Stevens song.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's true.
Every other sad art school song.
Yep. We would like to acknowledge that while visiting the land also known as Hot Springs National Park, that we were on the traditional and stolen land of the Osage, Quapaw, and Caddo people.
Okay, so let's recap. In episode 115, we talked about the Hot Springs Mountain Trails mm-hmm. on the east side of Hot Springs National Park.
Yep.
In episode 116, we went to the Buckstaff Bathhouse.
It's true, we did.
And we talked all about the bathhouse experience.
Yep, it's true.
So on this day where we went to the Buckstaff Bathhouse, the plan was to do the very long loop that goes around all of Hot Springs National Park called the Sunset Loop Trail
mm-hmm.
or the Sunset Trail.
Yeah.
And it's a 12-mile loop, and we wanted to do something long, and we thought that would be great.
And then we were going to head to the Buckstaff and get, like, you know, luxuriated.
Afterwards. However, it was rainy, so we had to flip our plans. So instead, we were like, all right, we're going to go to the bathhouse first, do this experience, and then we will do the Sunset Trail after.
And while I was on the table in my massage...
Which was the final act.
Yeah, the final act at the Buckstaff, in the package that we paid for. I was talking to the attendant who was like, oh, well, it's Veterans Day, so we're closed this afternoon. It's a good thing you were here now. And also, do you have a gun? Because you should, because there's mountain lions on the mountain.
And of course, that sent you into a panic.
Oh, yeah. Trauma.
You love mountain lions.
I also love guns.
And having them.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
The sarcasm is there, folks, if you aren't reading it.
Right. I ended up finishing my bathhouse experience before you did.
Yep.
So I got dressed and ventured back outside onto all the little shops, waiting for you to finish up.
Yeah.
And so while you did that, I went over to, there's a shop called Fat Bottom Girls that has cupcakes. Not a sponsor, but they had great cupcakes.
Yeah.
And so they had fun, weird cupcakes. Mm-hmm. For us that morning, I got us the carrot cake chocolate churro and a whoopie pie cookie and a red velvet churro.
They were delicious.
And they were great. Mm-hmm. We had all of them. And
you also filled our bladders with some hot springs water.
I did.
Yeah.
And that was really great.
We spent a little time, like, after I had gotten changed, kind of like on the portico of the Buckstaff, and just sort of tried to make a, maybe not the portico, I believe that's a little incorrect,
a porch
on the porch of the Buckstaff. And we took some time to kind of make a plan for what we wanted to do, because we basically had the whole day here. We had planned for a whole day in Hot Springs, but it wasn't the nicest of weather days, and we, after especially finding out about the mountain lion, weren't the most keen on wanting to hike 12 miles to potentially encounter a mountain lion without a gun,
because the sunset trail is sort of like, I would compare it to like the backcountry experience
for hot springs.
Yeah. It's not backcountry, certainly,
but it's as backcountry as it's getting.
It's as backcountry as it's gonna get for that park. We decided that instead of doing the Sunset Trail loop, we're gonna do the West Mountain trails, because there is another mountain on the other side of the main street called the West Mountain. And it has trails, too. So
yeah.
We were like, let's just do some of those.
And that had, like, a tiny town at the end of it.
Yes.
That was, like, a tiny, like, miniature recreation of Hot Springs.
It was, like, would we call it a diorama? No, a diorama is in a box, right? It's not a diorama.
It was a miniature.
It's a,
yeah.
It's a miniature recreation of Hot Springs.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, yeah, let's see it. People said, definitely go see it.
Yeah.
So we decided we're going to go back to the car and we're going to get our packs and we're going to get ourselves ready for hiking.
Yeah.
So we did that. We went back. We geared up. We got all of our stuff on because it was chilly this day.
It felt like fall, unlike the day before, which was like fully summer. in November. The trailhead for this was a little down the block from where we were at the parking garage, and it right next to the Mountain Valley store and museum.
And the Mountain Valley store is that's the bottled water company that bottles the hot springs water. Mm-hmm. The trailhead was literally right behind the store. Something that we talk about in episode 115 is how Hot Springs is like a town, and then there are trails to hike here, but they're behind stores in the woods behind these
buildings. And structures. Yeah, because was it the Arlington Trail? What was the hotel, the parking lot
that
we
was
came
it.
At?
Yeah.
When you come out of that, you come out like on a little side alley street, and literally if you were to cross the street, the Mountain Valley store is there, and you can walk right into the other trailheads. So
that's right.
It's all very relatively close and in the same neighborhood as one another.
So we walked down the street, turned left at the Mountain Valley store / museum, and we got on the trailhead.
And with that, let's take our first break.
During the months of May and June, we are highlighting the work of LGBT+ outdoors in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
LGBT+ Outdoors mission is all about connecting members of the LGBTQ+ community through the outdoors, strengthening the ties of the community, and fostering a love of the outdoors while doing so.
Along with creating community among queer outdoor adventure seekers, LGBT plus outdoors seeks to break down stereotypes and remove barriers for the LGBTQ plus community in what is traditionally a heteronormative outdoor industry. LGBT plus outdoors is committed to not only this, but sustainability practices in the outdoors, including environmental stewardship, inclusivity and accessibility, and collaborative partnerships.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support LGBT plus outdoors this May and June. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Or go to www.lgbtoutdoors.com/donation form. We're playing one letter change,
mm-hmm.
two words. In the second word, one letter is different.
Yeah.
Great. I'll start with mine. We each have two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to let slowly heat over time between the months of June and August.
Simmer, summer.
Yes.
or summer.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
An incline feature of a sidewalk that also sounds very hoarse or scratchy voiced as you go up it.
Is ramp one of the words? Mm-hmm. Oh, what is a... what is a ramp rasp?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ramp rasp sounds like a band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. This is a rhyme time as well.
Oh,
this
great.
One, fairly well known.
Okay.
This is a treat that you get your dog at a coffee shop, and it's essentially just whipped cream in a cup. Oh, I gave you one of the words. Damn it.
What's a cream dream?
You know what? I think we're going to accept that answer first. Mm-hmm. The answer is, what is a pup cup?
Oh, a pup cup. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, not in my mind.
Yep. Not there's for... all those videos of those dogs like getting to Starbucks and they're like, where is my pup cup? Where is my pup cup?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally just like whipped cream mm-hmm. in a cup.
Mm-hmm. If you are excited about something and you have belief that it's going to happen, but you're also really sad about it, they're like conflicting emotions.
What is hope? Nope.
I'll take it. But I was going for hope mope. You have your hope mope.
Mope.
You got that hope
I like
mope.
That. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you don't get your cream dream. That's it.
All right, so we started off on the trail here behind the Mountain Valley store. This is called the Canyon Trail.
And it felt very, very fall today. Not that it didn't the day prior, but it was very warm. Today felt like dreary fall, witchy vibes. We'd passed Halloween, but not to Stevie Nicks. It's always Halloween for her. This trail starts with a pretty decent incline and switchbacks, like up into the forest. And we're like, oh, we got to do this. We just got like, relaxed.
There were four switchbacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they were, I mean, not the steepest we've ever done,
no.
But they were, at least the terrain was like flat and like dirt terrain.
But it was also that sort of situation we had on Mount Camera where it was like rocky ground, wet leaves, stepping yep. and slipping kind of too.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best, but we soldiered on.
We very quickly passed a moss covered wall mm-hmm. that was very a beautiful natural feature.
Mm-hmm.
And then not long after that, we crossed an intersection of a juncture with for the Oak Trail, but we do not go onto the Oak Trail. We continue on the Canyon Trail. The plan was basically to go, there are fewer trails over on the west side,
yeah.
and we basically wanted to go to the center point, centermost point of all the trails, and then head off to this park, which is like back on the road, but on like the northern other side of like the West Mountain.
Mm-hmm. And like north of Hot Springs Town proper, essentially.
Correct.
Yeah. So at this point, like as we're hiking, you're not that far. The road is above you for a lot of this, and you can actually start to hear and then see cars. And eventually you wind your way to being level with the road. And here we cross the road, and there is essentially the trail just continues as you cross the road. And this is where we kind of get a lot more uphill at this point, but it's a very basic straight shot of a trail. There's a lot of leaves on the ground at this point in the year. It felt like all of a sudden fall happened that day when we were there, in the fact that a lot of what we saw the day prior that was like on the trees and very colorful now was down on the ground and very dead. We continue on here through the woods.
I liked this section, but it was definitely, the incline didn't stop for a while here.
No.
It was like steady incline for a bit,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we complained about a little bit, but yeah. not so bad compared to incline we did last week. In the Southwest.
No.
We keep going up and up and up, and then eventually it started to level out. Mm-hmm. But that happened after we finally got to the juncture for the West Mountain Trail. This section was the middle section of a longer trail
yeah.
that we were basically taking the Canyon Trail to get to. This is where it became flatter. And a little more downhill.
Mm-hmm. It did feel very, like, the forest here felt much bigger. I do remember feeling like, oh, because we were at the road, and even in that initial part, it feels like you're just kind of climbing above the town on the Canyon Trail, and then you cross that road. But as soon as you start to make that ascent as you've crossed the road, and then you get here at the juncture for the West Mountain Trail, I just remember feeling like, oh, these are very deep woods, and thinking about, this would have probably been our whole experience on the Sunset Trail. Had we done it, like, just kind of in the deep woods,
totally
just following a big old loop.
Yeah. The trees at the very beginning of this hiking journey today felt shorter and mm-hmm. felt a little closer to the edges of the trail. Then as we're at this section where we're headed down a little bit, we can see forest beyond
us.
Oh, yeah. Lots of pines that are very tall, lots of just green, lots of, you know, leaves that are down. We can really see through the trees. It was one of those trails where, like, if you went off trail, it didn't feel like such a big deal.
No.
It would be very easy to find the trail again. Wasn't too confusing.
No.
Pretty sprawling, pretty covered in trees, but could still see everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is also where we passed. There was that woman with the two dogs.
Yeah.
And they were super fluffy.
And I think anytime we see dogs in a park, we always take notice of parks that are dog friendly or parks where people choose to bring them, because not all parks are. But it kind of makes sense that Hot Springs is, considering it's like kind of just feels, because it's so small, because the trails are so accessible, you could definitely take pets and it would be very easy to do that. But they were some floofy dogs.
And we thought we were like, we're going to have to walk up this later,
right?
Because the plan was to go do the tiny town and then take this trail, the same trail back.
Right.
And that make was sort it of, out and back.
That was sort of what we had options for.
Right.
This day. Eventually, we come to another juncture after hiking a little bit more through the woods as we're continuing our descent. And this juncture is where we turn on to the mountaintop trail.
We turn right off of the West Mountain Trail.
And there are a lot of stones which are on our left.
We moved through it relatively quickly because like any amount of other descent that we had to do, we did pretty fast.
Yeah.
And it kind of brought us back down to street level.
Essentially.
It was kind of like one straight shot on the mountaintop trail to head out to where we were going, which was Whittington Park.
Right.
So
you kind of like drop into a neighborhood, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we continue downhill through the woods, past all these rocks. This is a different experience than we had before. They were like stacked rocks on the sides mm-hmm. of the trail to the left, and then through this like canopy of trees, and it spit us right out into Whittington Park.
Whittington Park.
Mm-hmm. And with that, let's take our next break. All right, so everybody, in the town of Hot Springs, on all the buildings, there are these like old painted...
Like advertisements.
Advertisements and like names of stores mm-hmm. that are no longer. Yeah. And so this is literally written on one of the stores, and it is now... It is
queen.
Now our queen for this episode. So, Thaddeus and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
You need a biscuit.
You need a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
You need a biscuit.
You need a biscuit.
And her first name is Unita. And underneath it, it says 5 cents a package.
Mm-hmm.
So who is Unita Biscuit?
Well,
what is her package? And what are we paying 5 cents to get?
Well, I think Unita Biscuit is, she's a queen that's seen waitress one too many times. And she's a waitress queen.
Ah.
Uh-huh. She's like singing all the Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, like. I see. I feel like she is also like, I feel like Unita Biscuit is a phrase that's similar to like, drink your juice, Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you're freaking out. You need to take it down a notch.
Yeah.
let's breathe and calm down. You need a biscuit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Oh, so you're doing it more of as a declarative as opposed to a question.
Yeah, see, mine it's a is declarative.
More of a question than a declarative.
So many things in your life are questions. So
why can't you just be happy for me?
So, yeah, that's one like particular thing about Hot Springs that we loved was all of the sort of pieces of Hot Springs history that are still out and about and around. So who is Unita Biscuit? I do feel like, okay, she does serve biscuits, but I feel like it's like sass and she's like keeping people's attitude in check. Like, I feel like maybe she lip syncs to Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna or like things of like that kind of attitude that don't impress me much.
Sure.
Right. That sounds like you need a biscuit. Like she's everybody, we need
she's
to chill
a take
out.
No nonsense queen.
No nonsense. Right. It reminds me of when servers could be like, I appreciate like the experience when they're like, they're not like super kind and attentive. But
yeah.
Like,
what's that restaurant? Is it called like Krabby Dicks or something like that? Where they write, where they write on your head, like they give you a hat, a paper hat, and they like write like nasty to you where you're paying for the experience of them to be like jerks to you.
You Need a Biscuit definitely has a show here at that kind of restaurant, right? That's where she does brunch.
Yeah.
That's her brunch gig. So what is her aesthetic?
I think there's a lot of checkers.
Okay.
Checker aesthetic. I feel like she takes oilcloth tablecloths and turns them into outfits. And so a lot of those old oilcloth like tablecloths, you know, the ones that are like felted on the back.
Yes.
I feel like they're not just checkered. They have like fruit pattern, like they have like patterns on them too. So I feel like it's very loud, sort of very colorful aesthetic. Like almost if Miss Frizzle was a waitress. And like her outfits might be food themed too.
I like that.
Like she may have earrings that look like fried chicken legs.
I like that.
Depending on what she's serving with her biscuits.
I mean, she's always serving.
She might have a hat that looks like pancakes with syrup dripping down from
it. Ooh, I like that.
So I feel like it's all, she's like a, she perhaps hats are her deal. Like she, what she's serving is like a tiny hat on her head as well.
Or like a little fascinator.
Yep, a fascinator. Thank you. I couldn't remember
or
that.
Like, and it's maybe a different food item. Like she's got a biscuit fascinator and a pancake, a waffle, like a fruit cup.
Yep.
Right? Like peaches right out of a can in a bowl as a fascinator.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. And I do feel like her merch is free, but it's biscuits.
Oh yeah.
And it's you only get it if you need it. Like if you are given a biscuit, it's because you need to go to the corner and check yourself for a few minutes. It's punishment.
Punishment biscuits.
So Thaddeus and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
You Need a Biscuit.
Here we were in Whittington Park. And Whittington Park is absolutely like back in a neighborhood. There's homes around, there's neighborhoods on either side. It is a park that is oval shaped that has like a
just like a bridge that crosses the park.
Well, there's like a gulch that runs through the center of it. There's some pathways that run through the middle of it. So we walked through there. We had to get to the other side of it in order to get to the tiny town house where this like tiny town replica of Hot Springs.
Tiny Town Depot, I think. Is
tiny
what it
Town
was.
Depot was located. So we walked through Whittington Park. It was lined with magnolia trees, which I don't know if you'd ever seen magnolia trees.
Yeah, they have them up here now because the earth's dying and it's warm.
Yeah, okay.
There it is.
From where we came out, we headed to the right into Whittington Park, walked through Whittington Park, and then made it to the end, had to walk a little further. And then the Tiny Town Depot was across the street on the left. So we head over there and we're like, oh, there it is. And we get there.
Closed. It was like a Saturday, I believe. No, it was a Friday. It was a Friday, and I guess they just don't have hours during the week. I think it was like
I think it was a yearly thing. Like
Seasonal.
It was a seasonal thing, and they had specific hours that we did not look up ahead of time.
Yeah.
Could have. We didn't.
We wanted to hike, so it was happening one way or the other. Yeah.
So we decided, we were like, okay, we could now do exactly what we did.
Right.
And just go back and take the trails back. Or we could give ourselves a little break.
And do a little, like, urban walk.
And just take the road back to the main drag. And we chose the road.
We did choose the road. It was interesting in some ways, but not the most interesting.
Oh, it was great for the feet.
Oh, yeah.
I was thrilled to just be able to walk the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we'll take the road back. We'll see what Hot Springs has going on around this area. And then we'll just trinket.
We'll come in on the north end of town.
Come in on the north end and we'll trinket our way back to the car.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have any problems with.
No, you didn't. No,
because I wanted to trinket in Hot Springs.
You did.
This was our moment.
This was our moment. So after, you know, getting on the road and kind of figuring out what we needed to do, we did pass some like storefronts and buildings along the way that looked like there were also like some studios, like an artist studios along the way. There was also a kids art center called
Fun Arts for Kids. And we love an art studio for kids. We think kids should do art. We totally believe in that. Don't know if it's still there, but it definitely
missed the mark on branding.
Or did it? I don't know. I don't know, because they took the F from fun and they basically just made it
put
F,
a dash.
Put a dash and then the word arts. So y'all take that and
run
put
with
that
it.
Together.
Yeah.
And we were like, are they kidding? Okay. So they did that. That was a choice that was made by a group of people and signs were made and printed. We continued on and we got to the north end of town and the first stop we made was a little coffee shop.
Yeah.
We had a coffee shop moment.
Yeah. We also realized, I was like, why is my back wet? I mean, it had been raining. But I realized as we were walking through town that my water bladder completely was trashed.
Sprung a leak.
I was like, oh, my ass is wet. And it was from my bladder. And so it was like, oh, this is trash now. And it was good timing. That bladder had served me since our trip to Zion.
No, I'm kidding.
Our trip to Zion. Yeah. So 2017 to 2022. That was a pretty good run for her. So we got our coffee, got rid of my bladder. And then we meandered into a little Christmas tree shop.
Yeah. Well, it's
Christmas ornament shop.
There were multiple little Christmas ornament shops around, but we wandered into this one. I do like to pick up some Christmas ornaments when we're out and about. But talking about grifts, Christmas ornaments are definitely a grift.
Honey, the holidays.
Holidays in general. I mean, we've covered that topic a lot. The holidays are definitely a capitalism grift.
Yep. We also, in talking to one of the women at one of the Christmas shops, were like, oh, have you done these trails or these trails? Or there's like mountain biking here. So she kind of like gave us a little bit, someone in town kind of gave us a little bit more of the lay of the land as we told them that we were in town for the last 2 days, just kind of exploring. So we were like, we did these trails. We talked about what we did. I think there were things a little further outside of the town and outside of the national park itself that are also available and recommended. And we're like, okay, well, next time we're in Hot Springs. So, yeah.
From there, we went actually properly into the Mountain Valley Spring Water Store. We got ourselves some stuff in there.
We did.
And that was great. Took a little look through their museum interpretive area and then bought some things. There was also a hat store.
Yeah.
We walked into the hat store, looked at all that stuff. And then finally, we headed back to the car. And that was the conclusion of our time in Hot Springs. Highly recommend.
Yeah. It's a quick, doable 2 day park for sure.
2 day or even 1 day,
yeah,
depending on how you time things.
Yeah.
But definitely worth the venture there. Let's collectively put the West Side trails on the Karen Stone scale, the ones that we did.
Yeah, so there's the Canyon Trail, there is the West Mountain Trail, and then there is the
Mountaintop Trail.
So the Canyon Trail was our initial trail up across the road until the Mountaintop Trail, and then the West Mountain Trail was our trek down, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say that the Canyon Trail is a good 4. Just because of the incline that was there. Because it was a little bit of a grunt to get up to that road level that we were then basically on or above for the West Mountain Trail portion of it.
Yeah, I agree with you on four. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit tough at times, but doable.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the other two, I'm going to give them like a two.
Yeah.
Based on the way we went on them.
Yeah.
I might feel differently had we gone on the uphill version of them.
Right. If we had returned back from Tiny Town through towards the Mountain Valley store, yeah, it might have been a different story. But yeah, I'd say about a two on those. Because they were wider, more easily accessible trails, and there was a lot of decline too. Yeah.
So on the lower end of the Karen Stone scale, but let's end this episode the way we end all of our episodes, with some Jeopardy style trivia.
Great.
Mike, why don't you get us started with your category today?
Great. So I was inspired by the word Arkansas and how basically the letter S at the end of Arkansas is a silent letter. So this is a game about words that have silent pronunciations in them. So you will need to name the word that I'm giving you the clue for.
I'm
that
ready.
Has silent pronunciations. Great. For 100, this word, which means to overthrow, loses its P at the end and instead sounds like a bird call if said over and over again.
It's not usurp.
Mm-mm. Think about doves.
In mourning.
No. What's the bird's, what's the dove's sound?
Ooh.
What do they actually say?
Oh my God.
Coo, coo, coo.
Oh, what is a coo?
What is a coo? Oh my God. Yeah, oh my
Why
God.
Why can't you let me have this?
Okay, great. For 200, these words, which are both liquids, are a region and a commune in France, respectively. They lose their G's when pronounced, unless you're putting on a dialect, at which point you may overpronounce the E's at the end of each word.
Oh my goodness. They're a region in France?
They're also liquids. A region...
There's two words.
One is a region that is a liquid that is imbibable.
Okay.
And one is a liquid that is a scent that is a commune in France. Come on, girl.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
What is champagne and cologne? They lose their G's.
I understand that they lose their G's. But given that the words were champagne and cologne, which also spelled exactly that way, describe other things that they are. There was nothing else you could have given me.
I just gave you what they were. A liquid that's imbibable and one that is scent-based. Okay. Clearly over your head. All right, great. For
that's
300.
Used at celebrations. That pops a cork. One that you might put on if you want to smell good for a date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
This word, which pays homage to the god Odin.
Homage.
Yeah, I said it.
Uh-huh.
And has become associated with camels and their back protrusions, loses its D when it's said out loud, unless you're trying to pronounce it to spell it. It's also a day of the week.
What is Wednesday?
Right. There you go.
How is that associated with camels?
Hump day.
Okay. Okay.
And their back protrusions.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I connected for me now. All right. Let's go.
For 400, even though this word starts with this word, which may precede man or come after floppy, its C becomes silent as the word denotes a follower, potentially of a religious tie.
What is the disc?
Yeah, but what's the word I'm trying to, like, yes, that's correct. That's how this word starts.
Okay.
But it's all about silent pronunciations.
Okay.
So it loses its
descendant.
It loses its C sound and it becomes silent. And it's a word that denotes a follower, potentially of religious ties.
What is a disciple?
There you go.
This is like a hat wearing a hat getting described as a dinosaur.
I think you need to listen better. That's what I think. You can't just be happy for me.
That's it.
And for 500, the CH at the beginning of this word is completely transformed into a hard K sound. You could throw the whole beginning of the word out if you wanted to, because it's now become a shortened slang with two Z's at the end, which may mean charm or attractiveness.
What is charisma?
That's correct. And what's the shortened version?
Riz.
That's right. There you go. You got the two hardest ones.
Right. Which anytime people say they have Riz, I just immediately think of Rizzo from Grease.
I think of Rizzo the Rat from Muppets.
Oh, I think that too. Okay, great. So my Jeopardy category is called First to Last.
Okay.
And this was written by our correspondent in the field,
mm-hmm.
also known as my mom. Gloria wrote this category.
Great.
And came up with this category. I don't know that we've ever seen a category like this, but it's a fun one, I think,
okay.
for wordsmithing. So the way first to last
That's
works.
How I thought mine was too, but I guess not.
The way first to last works is you take the first letter of the word and you move it to the end of the word to make a new word.
Okay.
So for example, these two words mean to itemize and to be in pain.
What's each an ache?
Correct.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
Okay, so that's how that works.
Great.
Okay, are you ready for 100?
Uh-huh.
A faucet that is fitting.
Sink is one of the words?
No. What's another word for a faucet?
A spigot?
True, but another word for a faucet. Maybe a British term, a slang term for a faucet. I have to go turn on the what? What am I doing on the mic right now?
Tapping. Okay. What's a pat tap? No, what's a tap apt? What's an apt tap?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So tap apt.
Okay.
Great. Okay, for 200, a tart flavor that belongs to all of us.
What is ours sour?
Yeah, or sour.
Sour ours.
Yep, correct. Okay, for 300, to be close by and receive a salary.
What is earn near?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or near, and then you move it near to the back earn. And it's earn. Okay, great. For 400, to go all the way around, one who unfolds and develops over time. I'll give you a little bit more of the clue.
Is circle one of the words?
Not circle.
Okay.
To go around like the earth to the sun.
What's orbit? What's revolve? Okay. An evolver?
There you go.
Okay.
Revolve and
I was
evolver.
Like, is bloom one of the words? And mm-hmm. is it blue?
Lumb.
Lumbia.
And finally for 500, to praise enthusiastically and assert to be the case. For the record, she put this one as 100 and I went, absolutely not. This has to be 500.
Praise enthusiastically. Is applaud one of the words?
No. To praise enthusiastically, or I would say like a party with neon lights and maybe drugs.
What is rave and aver?
So I thought it was pronounced aver. It is apparently pronounced aver, and it is a verb, and it means to assert to be the case.
Oh, okay.
To aver.
To aver.
Right.
In Cologne. Or champagne.
With champagne. This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. And that's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, on our website, and in the Gaze Shop is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariello Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Ocean County, New Jersey.